Good morning, y'all. All right. Get everything set up. We are going to do something fun today. First of all, I'm going to like blow through some of these summer excuses. I've been literally prepping all morning. I have listened to several podcasts. I have been getting in the mood to start kicking ass on excuses and truly explain them. So we're going to do that today. And we are also going to do the big camp swag reveal. So this is like, this is a tradition in No BS that when we start, we're getting ready to start shipping swag. So one of the things that we like to do is do a big camp swag reveal, because in years past, what would happen is thousands of you would sign up for camp and the boxes would start rolling out and people would get super excited and post them in the Facebook group. And then somebody else would be like, oh no, like I wanted to be surprised. And we just decided we surprised everybody at one time. So that we don't have to worry about spoilers and things like that, because I know y'all love the swag almost as much as you love the camp. So I just want to make sure that we all get to have fun with it and we make it as seamless as possible. So, but what I want to do today is I want to teach first and do swag reveal last, so that we make sure we have plenty of time to address summer excuses and stuff. So let me get Coach Lisa on the panel. She'll be in the Q&A. Feel free to ask questions in the Q&A as I go along, and she will answer as many as she can. Usually she gets through all of them. Excuse me. Y'all, I literally just ate. Y'all know how much I love my cereal. Well, I have meetings for the rest of the day until 3 o'clock, and I don't really have any good breaks. And so I was like, oh, this is the second day in a row where I've not been hungry for breakfast. But, and I just want to say to this, to all of you, because this may happen to you in the summer. One of the things that I listen to y'all do a lot of times is say like, well, if I'm not hungry, I can't eat. This is true, but I want y'all to think about with the four basics, it's the spirit of the law, as they say. When I was a kid, they used to teach us the spirit of the law in religion class, because I went to Catholic school for, you know, like 13 fucking years. So I like how I'll say I went to Catholic school for 13 fucking years on top of that. But anyway, and they were talking to us about the spirit of the law. And so when it comes to the four basics, all of it, like I have to teach it to you in a way that makes sense, that it's easy to apply, that gives you definite guardrails. There is like a, it makes it very binary. I'm either hungry or I'm not. I'm at enough or I'm not. And then as you go deeper into the No BS weight loss course, I start talking about nuances. And then as you stay in the membership and you are doing your four basics, we get into later on classes, like you start hearing, like in basics 2.0 and in the pathways courses, where we start adding in some of the flexibility, because we're going to honor the spirit of the law. So like, for example, this summer, if your kids are home and y'all are going to be like maybe they're in sports throughout the summer, or they've got like summer practices, and like, you're just going to be on the go a lot, and you know, you're not going to get a chance to eat for a while. It's all about the conscious decision. There's not any of us who are overweight because we're thinking through our day so carefully and noticing that it could be a long time before I get to eat. So I'm going to go ahead and eat now, knowing that. That is not why anybody's overweight. You know why we're overweight? Because we're sitting around thinking, I'm going to eat right now because I hate my day. And then as you're going along your day, you're like, well, my kids are like, they want to stop at McDonald's. I'll grab some of that too. Like, we're overweight because we are not thinking about what is best for us right now. Like, I have my plans. I have thought those out ahead of time. I have done all of that. And then in the, like today, when I was making my plan this morning, I made my plan for breakfast and stuff. And I also intentionally said, make sure you end your workout early enough. Get your day going early enough where you've got 15 minutes to eat before your calls start. Because whether or not I'm hungry or not, I want to eat then. I do not want to try to do meetings and calls and teach and stuff, knowing that sometime between now and 3 o'clock, I will get hungry. So for like shift workers and stuff, this is where we just think through things and we think through them logically. What I don't do is like, it's so unfair. Them damn members, they always want that Wednesday call at 9 o'clock. I'm not allowed to eat breakfast when I want to. Wee, 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 wee. And then when we're thinking like that, guess what? I may go ahead and eat breakfast, but I'm probably also going to angry eat later. Or I'm going to like go into dinner thinking about, well, you've already blew it today. You know, you had to like eat your breakfast when you didn't want to. Wah, 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 wah. So you might as well just have a little extra here. If you have a poor ass attitude about your eating in one part of the day and you judge yourself and all kinds of stuff, guess what? You're going to carry your poor ass attitude along with you to every meal. That is why judgment has no place in overeats. Like, you have to be so mindful about not judging, like listening for your shitty attitudes. And when you hear a shitty attitude, you have a choice. You can change it. You can decide to think something else. I don't care if your shitty attitude is huge and in charge. In that moment, you can always drop to this. If you can't feel better about an overeat, you can always say, I will not let one fucking overeat dictate the next meal. I will never again be the person who lets an overeat dictate my next meal. You know what dictates the next meal? Who you decide to fucking be that next meal. That's who dictates it. So don't tell me some bullshit that your past failed diet. I didn't lose weight last summer. Yesterday I overate. I don't give a shit what happened in the past, and neither should you. And when your brain keeps trying to make that important, you need to autocorrect real quick. You need to tell myself, this is my autocorrect moment. Because here's the news. I can't shut off your shitty brain, and you can't either. We are wired to have one. It is part of Mother Nature's unique design for all of us. We're supposed to have a scared ass brain. It's supposed to blow things out of proportion. It's going to create stories. It's going to do all the things. That's not the problem. The problem is every time you run into the moment when your brain offers up an excuse, when your brain has shitty thoughts and stuff, the problem is if you don't autocorrect, you are just going to do whatever your brain said. You can't just be like, but Corinne, my brain says, I was coaching someone in Queens Club yesterday. She's like, identified an excuse. She's eating crumble cookies on the way home after eating salads and working out and doing good all day. She said, come on, my brain says you've been a good girl. I'm like, yeah. So what do you say back? Like, you know this. Like, I think all of you are waiting for me to say some magic word where it's like, abracadabra, your brain no longer has an old shitty. That's not happening. Do you know what is happening? Old shitty is supposed to come in, but it's not detrimental as long as you hear it and you say like, oh, and I'm prepared to think this. Oh, and I knew that was coming up. This is what I'm going to do. I've worked on this in my journal. I've done all this. This doesn't catch me off guard anymore. Old shitty does not catch me off guard. Old shitty does not run the day anymore. Just because I have a thought doesn't mean I have to execute it. How many times have y'all wanted to leave your kids in the middle of a Target when they're throwing a fit? How many times have you wanted to throw punch someone at the store because they act in the ass trying to like slow roll pay? How many times have you wanted to lay into someone at work because they're being a douche, but you'd get fired and you don't? You got shitty things that happen all the time in your brain. It's just sometimes when it comes to weight, y'all make it a reason to stop. Y'all act like it shouldn't happen here. You act like I should have amazing thoughts. Or you act like this is a real problem. No, it's not. You constantly want to do things and you don't do them. So in the moment when you say, I've been a good girl all day, I deserve a cookie. You're like, yeah, I knew I was going to think that, especially when I'm driving by the cookie store. I just don't do that anymore. I just know that this is what I want to ask all of you who have good girl thinking. I love how we apply "I've been a good girl" to what we put in our mouth. I would love for someone to come on and say, "Hey, I've been a good girl today. Do you know I donated 5 hours of my time at a homeless shelter?" Really check yourself when you are trying to get on, allowing your brain to put you on a moral high horse because of what you decided to eat today and you went to the gym. That is what your brain is trying to do. It's trying to equate that going to the gym, eating healthy and stuff, somehow is making you morally better. And it's a slippery slope because you know what? The adverse happens. You skip the gym, you gain a pound or two, you go on vacation and eat some cookies or whatever. Guess what? Now you're morally corrupt. If the morality works on one side, it's going to be on the other side too. We can't afford to do that. And it's not even true. Okay. Huge ass tangent. Not even part of today, but you know how we roll here. Okay. Let's get into revealing the top three summer excuses. Now, for all of you, I just want to remind you before we get into it, don't forget this weekend is the summer reset. So back by popular demand, our membership loves it when we do half-day workshops, and we do them usually about once every quarter. So we do 3 to 4 a year where we spend some really good solid time. Usually it's this one is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time this Saturday, where we spend time as a membership and we just kind of deep dive. And we deep dive into a specific topic. And this time we're going to be deep diving into summer reset. It's similar to last year, but not exactly the same. Coaching will be different. I've learned a lot in the last year. So if you watched last year and you're like, "Oh, I don't need it," you probably do. If you're the person thinking, "I don't need it," I would say, "Oh, I'm the exact person she's designed this for." Because you're always changing. Your needs are always changing. A lot of you love a good reset. I love you a lot of good refresh. This is a great way to reset, refocus. A lot of times summer, for some of us, summer's not any different than the rest of the year. If you don't have kids and stuff, usually the summer's not that different. But there's a lot of you who summer's drastically different. If you're a teacher, it's very different. If you are a parent, your kids are going to be home. It's very different. Some of us, it's not that different, but you know what we could use? For me, my summers are not that different from my regular life. I travel a little bit more, so I just have to be a little more attuned to having my vacation protocols. But other than that, my life is pretty much the same. But I do the work anyway every summer because I love a good mental reset. It's my gift to me to say all right, coming into a new season, let's hit the restart button. Let's take a look at what we're doing. Let's clean up a few things, whatever that is. So that will be this weekend. Now, if you have friends, I beg you to invite your friends. I literally beg you to invite your friends. Here's what I don't want. I do not want to see a lot of teachers and a lot of moms having the world's most fabulous Octavia life. I do not want to see people doing large-ass detoxes and all kinds of stuff. What I would love to see is a lot of people doing sustainable weight loss over the summer. The biggest mistake I see most people do in the summer is I'm going to get my shit together. And they set their lifestyle up, especially teachers. Teachers, I really want you to pay attention. And moms, you too, is we have to lose weight over the summer in a way that when you get to school, you're not using this excuse. "Well, I can't do like I do during the summer." You have got to establish your routines in such a way that when you go back to school, you can continue them to where it's flexible, to where it works. I want you off the roller coaster of losing weight over the summer and then regaining the rest of the year because you're blaming your job or you're blaming your life. We have to finally learn how to lose weight in a way that's you know what? It flows with every single layer of life. That's how you're going to lose weight. So invite your friends. It's $19 for them. It's free for every member. So if you are a member, all of our, these work types of workshops, these weekend, like little half day workshops are always included in your membership. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the three excuses. Number one, to do summer different, you have to know where you stand now. So this is one of the things that before we get into the excuses, I need you to kind of evaluate yourself. It's really hard to kind of figure out what you need without at least knowing where on the map you are. So that would be like if we all, let's say everybody came to my house. That I think my neighborhood would hate me if all, like, you know, 13,000 of us showed up at my house. But let's pretend we're all here. And we all are going to go to Austin, Texas from Nashville, Tennessee. Unless I look and make sure I know where we're starting, it's really hard to get to Austin. I want you to think about in your car. Your GPS always wants to know, like, where are you at right now so I can get you to where you want to go. This is important because a lot of you, this is the way you start your trip. Hello, GPS. Here's all the places I've been in the last 10 years that sucked and didn't work. And I just really hope that we don't go back there. I didn't enjoy myself. I was such a loser for even being there. And you go on and on. And it's like, oh, GPS, by the way, you know, my mother, she was not a good driver either. I guess that means I'm not going to be a good driver. Y'all, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know, the only thing that's consequential to getting to where you want to go, knowing where you're starting. All you need to know is what habits do I have today and what habits do I need to start forming as of today? It does not matter what you did in 1982. It does not matter if in 2021 you gained some weight. It does not matter if the last few months you haven't been consistent with your plan. It literally doesn't matter. Do you know what matters? I woke up on May 31st on Wednesday. This is where I'm at. I am doing these things and these are the things I'm not doing right now. And I want to get to here. So I need to figure out how to start showing up every day in order to get there. That is literally all that matters. Anything else you bring to the table is called sludgy, slimy bullshit. It's like saying, I want to get to my goal through quicksand. So I'm going to think about all the things that are wrong with me and all the things I've not been doing and all the things I should have been doing and all the ways that I failed. If you want to lose weight fast, stop doing that. Like a lot of you are like, I want to lose weight faster. Then quit trying to bring your past along for the ride. Free yourself of that weight and you'll be able to go faster. You will have less tiny overeats. You will have less shitty ass little bites and licks and tastes of things. You will cut down the a little won't hurt. You will cut down this won't matters. When you're not bringing your past, when you are trying to talk to yourself like an asshole and drag your past failures along for the ride and think about all the reasons why it's going to be hard for you, then in the moment when you see one chicken nugget, a few French fries, a little bit of mac and cheese in the thing, you are going to every single time cave to it doesn't matter and a little won't hurt. Like drop in your past, like all the times you hear yourself try to bring it up, every single time you can rewrite it and say like, you know what? That past doesn't matter. And here's why it doesn't matter. The past is irrelevant. And here's why it's irrelevant. When you write about that in the mornings enough, and you do those four ends that are inside your planner, like on your assessment page, I got everything there. I got you so hard on this. If you're doing that every day, eventually what happens is your unconscious brain starts remembering the work you've been doing on your shitty old stories. And then what will happen is you will see yourself saying a little won't hurt. And then all of a sudden, your brain will also come in without a lot of effort to say, That's not really true. Like, I'm just really focused on like conquering some things today. Like, I'm just not going to eat it. If a little won't hurt, a little won't make it better either. Like, it's those moments that we're preparing for. So here's what I want all of you to do. I want you to rate yourself right now on a scale of 1 to 4, with 1 being, I don't think I'm going to lose weight at all this summer. 4 being, I'm going to do it. Whatever I set my goal, I'm going to make it happen this summer. I just want you to rate yourself where you're at right now. You don't have to put it in the chat. You can put it in the chat if you want to. It's up to you. And then if you are less than a 4, so for all of you who are 4, awesome. And for those of you who are like, if you're a 1, here's your homework. You are not allowed to come to the summer reset. You know what your homework is? You have to go to Ask Coaches today, tomorrow, and Friday, and you have got to post every single day why you think you're a 1 and what you're willing to believe, what you're willing to do about it, and what you're willing to change. That can, and I don't care if it's incremental stuff, but you can't come to the summer reset. If you are a 1, you are not allowed to come to the summer reset at a 1. You need to do your work today, tomorrow, and Friday. Go to the coaches, get some coaching so that you're at least a 2 when you walk in the door on Saturday. You do that, you can come. But if you're a 1, all you're going to do is consume more information, but you haven't worked on like believing something different yet. You can't keep consuming information. We have to actually apply. If you are a 1, you've got to apply, which means today you're going to ask coaches. In fact, get off this call right now. You don't even need to be here right now if you're a 1. You should leave the call and you should go make your post on Ask Coaches, because here's what I know. You probably slated to be here till 10, because that's how long I go. You got 40 minutes to craft your masterpiece. And then you go back tomorrow and you go back the next day and you let them coach you. But you need to write. You're not just going to go in there and be all helpless and say, I can't think of anything. I will give you your starter today. If you are a 1 and you go over there and you say like, I'm a 1 because I'm thinking these things, and I don't want to like, don't say because I'm thinking these things has to be in there, because you have got to start realizing that the reason why you are 1 has nothing to do with the world. It has nothing to do with your past. It has everything to do with where you're choosing to put your focus. It is easy to be afraid of your future. It is equally as easy to decide to finally fucking have some faith in it. Both are an option. The worst that can happen is you don't lose any weight this summer. Well, you're already starting at a 1, so you ain't going to lose any anyway. So you might as well practice faith, because practicing disbelief ain't getting you anywhere. And the worst thing that happens if you don't lose weight is you beat yourself up. If I had to guess, those of you who are 1 are beating yourself up anyway. So you can't do any more harm to yourself. Not a lick. That's the advantage of moving forward, is you actually open up the possibility to do something different. You stay where you're at, you're just as miserable. So you might as well try. Just saying like, you know what? I've just decided, whether I lose weight or not, I'm giving it my all. I'm going to do shit that scares me. I'm going to do the opposite of what I believe in every moment. Like, if I'm sitting there thinking a little won't hurt, it's opposite day. How many of you watched Seinfeld where George Costanza had opposite day? A lot of us need to practice that in weight loss. All of you that have a lot of excuses, you need to be George Costanza for a day. Every excuse, but like, oh, it's opposite day. If my brain says I can't do it, oh, I got to do the opposite. If my brain says a little won't hurt, oh, it's opposite day. If my brain says I should go to the cookie thing because I've been a good girl, oh, it's opposite day. I don't go because I'm a good girl. Just say that. So if you are a 2, I highly suggest you also go to Ask Coaches and say, I'm a two because I am thinking these things. But here are the things I know I can do between now and Saturday that will allow me to feel a little bit better than I do today. So if you are less than a four, I just want you to think about what is your number one excuse or worry. That's what's holding you back from being a four. Any of you can take that to Ask Coaches. And we're going to talk more about it today, but it's really important. And my best suggestion for all of you for this entire summer is to find one area each month to work on. Every single one of you where the scale may not be moving, or it's not moving fast, or it's like flip-flopping in the same, 3 to 5 pounds, whatever your flavor of stuff is. If you work on one single behavior each month, June, July, and August, I know by the end of the summer, you would be down 15 pounds. I just don't have any doubts. If you don't have 15 pounds to lose, you'll probably be at your goal weight. I really don't, and I don't care how old you are. I don't care about any of it. Most of you, you're just afraid to work on the one thing that you know is holding you back. And you get it convoluted in your head that you've got like, I should be doing this and this and this and this and this. And it's like, no. It's just like what I was coaching yesterday. She just needs to work on not stopping at crumble cookies on the way home for a month. She needs to put every ounce of energy and effort right there. She's got to learn how to, I don't eat cookies out of reward anymore. If I have a cookie, it's got to be a divine ass experience. It's got to be deliberate as shit. I don't want to practice restriction anymore, which means right now she's restricting herself from every result she really wants. Eating cookies every day and then planning them in the event she might go restricts her from what she truly wants. It's like using crutches. I'm like, why do you, she had no reason to eat the cookies other than, well, I've been a good girl and I like sweets. And I was like, take them off the table for a while. Not because you can't have them, but because you choose your future. You choose a life where a cookie isn't the way you celebrate yourself. You have to take the cookies away to learn how to truly celebrate yourself, how to truly love yourself, how to end your day with pride. Not because you didn't have a cookie, but because when you didn't have a cookie, you opened the door to tell yourself, like, I'm doing this. I did eat a salad today and I did work out. I'm changing as a person. It's all changing. That cookie and planting that fucking cookie is keeping her from being who she wants to be. The kind of person who believes in herself. So I want you to think about, like, whatever you're scared of. I want you to look at, like, what is one behavior that I'm doing right now that I know I could work on and it would make a huge difference? And I want you to identify it. For some of you, it's waiting for hunger. For some of you, it's stopping at enough at dinner. For some of you, it's closing that fucking kitchen after 7 o'clock at night. Not because we get fat eating after seven, but because for most of us, we eat a decent dinner. Nothing happened after 7 o'clock at night in the kitchen that we actually need. Our truest needs aren't met in the kitchen. We need more time to ourselves so we can start solving for our truest needs. And every time we go to the kitchen to do it, we put one more day between us and changing how we believe in ourselves, how we think about ourselves, how we relax. All right. And then I want you to ask this question of yourself. If I wasn't scared, or doubting or worried that I couldn't do whatever little behavior you just picked out, what would you start doing and what would you stop doing for the next month? And I want you to, like, literally all of you, please pay attention. If you're not following your plan, you're not eating and you're eating past enough and you've got like several little chinks in the armor of losing weight, I don't want you picking all of it. Get good at one skill. Because when you get good at that one skill, you prove to yourself you can overcome stuff. And the next time will be easier. But right now, put your energy and effort there. I promise you, it pays off. You'll end up losing weight. And I just encourage y'all to pick the one that you have a lot of fear around and prove to yourself it won't be that bad. Start telling yourself, I've been so scared to try. Here's what I want to do now. I just want to see what it is going to be like. I want to give myself the gift of knowing what it's going to be like. And then whatever I find out there, I can go get coached on it and ask coaches. But it might be better. And this is important because a lot of times when y'all are going to work on your habit or whatever thing you pick, y'all talk about it like a complete asshole. You sit there and you're like, it's going to be terrible. I'm going to be miserable. I'm probably going to fail. I bet that urge will last for hours. Y'all talk about it so bad. There's no way that you're not going to roll up into it full of anxiety and fear. This is what I would do. Take the temperature down on the experiment. Like, let's say you're going to close the kitchen for a few days at night and you're notorious, you know, big eater. Then instead of talking about how miserable it's going to be hard. I better be able to sit with my discomfort. Like, think about the anxiety type thinking you plug around it. And then you wonder why before you go in, you're just like nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I want you to talk about it like this. I really don't know what's going to happen. It could be better than I think it's going to be. Sometimes my brain makes it like seem like it's going to be really bad. I just want to know. I just want to know. I give myself the option to believe it might not be that bad, just as much as I believe it could be really hard. Change your attitude about it so that you can go in less jacked up. All right. So here's the first excuse we use a lot during the summer, which is I always gain weight in the summer. This is some of that, like, I'm going to go to my past, summer's past, and try to drag that shit to 2023 and wonder why am I not motivated, Corinne? I keep waiting to get excited. I just don't understand. But did you know I failed every single diet in the last 20 years during the summer? Who gives a shit? That doesn't mean this summer has to be a failure. That means maybe every summer before you've just done something you weren't ready for, but maybe you're ready for no BS now. Have you ever thought about having a little faith that things could be different, putting your brain to work on how things might be different instead of just focusing on the fear? I was listening to a podcast this morning. It was a really good podcast about, like fear versus faith. And he said, well, let me just ask all of you, how many of you in the last 7 days, were you in a situation where you were afraid? Like you're afraid, scared. Maybe you were, maybe you're going to go out to eat and you weren't going to order what you normally do. So everybody, like, just tell me, like, just like me in the chat, do the thumbs up, do hearts, whatever you want to do. A lot of us have been afraid. Now, everybody stop answering. Of the people that were afraid of something in the last 7 days, like afraid you couldn't lose weight, afraid the scale wasn't going to go down, afraid you wouldn't follow your plan, afraid that you wouldn't be able to stop it enough, afraid of the chips because somebody brought chips in, all that. Now, how many of you were actually in life-threatening situations? You were probably going to die. Yeah. fear. And I will tell you, I've been afraid of things in the last 7 days. I was like, literally. So Chris and I have been, I don't know what's coming over me and Chris. We go to Vegas all the time. We used to just be like, it's just like drink on tilt. And last year we started really ratcheting back. We were like, oh, we're getting older. It's kind of hard to, you know, go to the day club for 3 days in a row and stuff. So we started kind of like taking time off, like sleeping in, going to bed early. Like we do Vegas legit, like 100-year-old people. Like y'all, we have some fun, but the majority of it is, you know, a snooze fest. So this trip, we were there for 4 days. The first 2 days, I'm not going to shit you. We drank, we played poker. I was a winner. We went out on Friday. We had friends in town. So we took them out on Friday night. We never go out. I actually went out. I put on a dress and everything. Saturday, Sunday, we didn't drink at all. Not a lick. And you know what? On Saturday, I was sitting and eating breakfast before we were going to the pool, because everybody drinks at this pool. And the group that we were going with, heavy drinkers, just heavy drinkers. And I remember sitting there literally being afraid of what people were going to think, because I was like, I just don't want to drink today. I've had plenty this weekend. I don't want any more. I like literally wanted to go, and I wanted to get hydrated. I wanted to enjoy my time listening to a good ass DJ, getting a tan, talking to Chris and my friends all day, and going to bed early. Like my biggest dream on Saturday was to be in bed by 7 so I could just shut those shades and get a really cold night's sleep. I love going to Vegas because you can get those rooms icy cold if you want to. And I remember being afraid of that. And I remember sitting there telling myself, this is not real. There's no real fear here. Your life is not in danger. Like, you're going to not drink. The worst that's going to happen is you don't have a good time. That's not cause to be afraid. And so for all of you, I want you to think about this. We're walking around in our life afraid of things that we don't need to be afraid of. It's overused. The fear mechanism in us gets tapped on all the time because we don't actually have physical danger anymore in our lives, hardly ever. And our brains were wired to think that we're supposed to be afraid of things to keep us safe. And so now most fear, and I'm not saying that there aren't some people in some dangerous situations and stuff. If that's the case, that is not the conversation we're having. I am talking about imagined fear that's coming from an unmanaged mind. When you're afraid of what someone's going to think of you, when you are afraid you might fail again, when you're afraid of what the scale's going to say, nothing bad is going to happen to you. It just feels bad. When you have fear, our brains and our body treat it just as seriously as a homicidal maniac coming out of the woods with a chainsaw. Somebody commenting that you gained weight is an emotional sting, but it can be managed by your mind. You can easily think, I have, and that person's an asshole for commenting. I have, and I'm sad that I live in a society where somebody else feels like they have the right to talk to me about my body. There's 1,000 things you could think and manage, but that's the nice thing about false fear. It's always coming from not challenging your mind. It's not coming from a real threat. And we have to remind ourselves of that. That's how you calm yourself down. That's how, like, you take the fear down by saying, like, I am safe. Nothing physically is happening to me. It's just time to manage my mind. What am I thinking that's scaring me? And what do I need to think to comfort me in this moment? All right. So for a lot of us, we have this fear that we're going to gain weight. And we just need to tell ourselves, the summer can be different. Today can be different. I don't care if you want to think about the whole summer. Think like, I have gained weight in past summers, but this summer, I'm going to do something different. Instead of thinking about what's happened in the past and thinking I need to do drastic shit, it's going to be a day-by-day approach. Every day I wake up, I figure out where I'm at, I make some decisions, and all day long, I strive to talk to myself like someone who can do things today. I strive to remind myself all day long, nothing in my past matters. Not today. My brain may think it, but the only thing that matters is, am I going to listen to it? Am I going to redirect it? Am I going to understand it? That's all that matters. All right, number two. The common excuse is I have an unpredictable schedule. So in the summers, a lot of times we like have a completely different schedule than we normally have. So our brains love some certainty. So what we're going to do in the summer reset on Saturday is we are going to do an exercise that we used to have in the planner. We don't do it all the time now, but we do it during big moments during the year. We're going to do the ideal day. And I'm going to walk y'all through it because I literally just redid my ideal day this weekend. I started thinking about like, literally, what is the ideal day? How would I set it up knowing like I've got like, and my ideal day had to be a little different each day. So I had like, this is when my meetings start at 8 a.m. and they go until 5. I have a couple of days every single week that meetings and being on start early in the morning and they go really long. So my ideal day on those days is different than ideal days where my days start at 9 or 10 o'clock and I don't have as many meetings. And so I craft, and you can have three. Like I could, like I technically do have three. I have an ideal day that works for me when I'm in Las Vegas. So when I'm on vacation, this is my ideal day because there are certain things that I still want to do. There are certain things I still want to make sure happen every day. So we are going to work on creating that ideal day on Saturday instead of sitting around thinking I have an unpredictable schedule. So like, let's use example. If you were, let's say you're a mom and you have a 2-year-old, you never know when they're going to take a nap and you don't know when they're going to wake up and stuff. Then all we have to do, the ideal day is going to be in the summer reset this weekend, Lisa. So you'll get a copy of it for the summer reset guide. So what we're going to do is we're going to think about, all right, if I know my toddler, the earliest has ever woke up is 5 a.m. Then our ideal day is going to say, I either start at 5 a.m. or I start at 4. So like when Logan was little, he was always up around 5 or 5:30 and I had to get workouts in. I couldn't work out the rest of the day. Like it was just like, if I was going to do it, I had to do it. I had a period in my life where I got up at 4 a.m. every day. And that meant that I had to be in bed by 9 o'clock every night. So I planned my entire day knowing the constraints of Logan and what all was going on with him, and his stuff changed a lot. He, you know, sometimes he'd be in therapy on these days and sometimes he's in therapy on these days. And sometimes we were in this area and whatever. I just created different scenarios of like, this is on these days, this is when my days have to start on these days. This is when I choose to have my day start. And then I made a schedule where if he ever slept in, which my child never did, but some of y'all are lucky enough to have a child that will sleep in. Logan is the nicest man, I swear to God, on the face of the earth. But that child did not sleep. I don't know how he survived. Like he gave up naps at 1. He woke up at 5 every day. He didn't go to sleep until about 10. And he usually woke up until he was about 8 or 9 years old, 4 or 5 times a night. Like he defeated the rule that you need a lot of sleep as a child. So there were like, I would plan that if for some reason Logan did sleep in, here are things I would get done during that window. It's a lot of just looking at your life. And rather than thinking I can't plan, thinking about what all can I do so that I have as many decisions made ahead of time so that I feel like my life is like setting up to support me. So we will do the ideal plan this weekend. Now, for all of you, you always have the summer reset. So the ideal day worksheet's always in there. You don't need it back in the planner. The reason why we took it out of the planner, everybody's asking, why is it out of the planner? The reason why we took it out of the planner is because when you're brand new, like you literally just need to get to where you're doing the four basics. You can layer in ideal day stuff later in your process. But when you think about when you're brand new and you get the planner, you just need to be able to do the planner. All right. Number three, I can't follow my summer plan. I want you to know the difference between following the spirit of the law versus like the hard and fast rules. I want you to be thinking about like your plans need to be doable. If you were going to go out to eat instead of saying, eat whatever I want, just follow the hunger scale. No, or doable hunger. I'm sorry. I threw out hunger scale. We ain't talked about that in years. I want y'all to stop doing that. It's not specific enough. A lot of you are just like, follow the hunger scale or follow doable hunger. If that's working and you are actively losing weight week to week, it's a fine strategy. But the vast majority of you, here's what I find. You do follow doable hunger as an excuse to be able to eat whatever you want instead of making some decisions for your future self ahead of time. So what other constraints could you put on? Like for me, I never go to Vegas and say, follow doable hunger and that's it. I go to Vegas and I look at each meal and be like, these are the kinds of foods I will eat. This is the stuff I will look for. Like I try to map it out as much as I can. The last thing I want when I am going into a situation where I don't know the food and stuff is to have such a loosey-goosey thing that I'm not going to make wise choices for myself. I'm just going to make like, well, you know, I didn't know what they were serving. So as long as I'm using doable hunger and then I'm doable hungering on croissants, muffins, chips, shit that I don't even care about. So for y'all, I want you to think about this. Instead of going into things with just doable hunger, say, here's what I know I can do. I will look for the best options. I will say no to crap that I won't care if I ate it or I won't even remember if I had it a week from now. This is a big tool that I use. If I'm going to some kind of like this weekend's a good example. We went to this Memorial Day brunch buffet, all kinds of delicious stuff on there. And I knew me. I was like, there's no way following doable hunger was going to be enough. I was like, no, you're going into buffet, you're on vacation. It's going to be expensive and delicious. It was like tapping on every excuse. It's expensive. My brain would be like, you should get your money's worth. It's like a special buffet for Memorial Day. You don't get this very often. Like it was going to trigger and activate so many of my usual excuses. And I know that about me. And instead of being like, oh my God, I'm going to sit there and think I'm wasting my money. Guess what? I was like, I know I'm going to think that. So I need to make some decisions ahead of time so that when that excuse comes in, I'm very prepared for it. So I made my plan to be more like, here are the things to not eat. I will not remember this in a week or two from now. And it's like croissants and muffins, hash browns, like just shit. Like not that they're bad foods, but it's just like, oh my God, like I'm not going to remember that. So if I'm not going to remember it, why am I going to bother eating it right now? Just because it's there, because it's expensive? No. So that when I went to the buffet made it real clear. Like there was lots of things I was like, oh yeah, that's not worth it. That's not worth it. I'm not having that. it was easy for me to go in and have that conversation because my brain was just like, oh my God, get your money's worth. And I would say like, I'll get my money's worth on food that matters, not on my volume or that I sampled everything. And so like I had little peel and eat shrimp. Oh my God, they had these pork dumplings that were delicious. I rarely get pork dumplings. And I was like, this is worth it. I'm still talking about the pork dumplings almost a week later. Like I told Chris, I was like, oh my God, those pork dumplings were amazing. Like, so I just made sure like I was choosing things that I knew my future self would be like, yeah, that was really good. And it was really worth it. If I'd grabbed a croissant or just shit because it was there, me today would not be proud of how I showed up. And I want the best of both worlds. I don't want just the best in the moment. I want the best of all the worlds. So for all of you, I want you to be thinking about this summer, where can you challenge yourself? How can you follow your plans? What can you do for yourself? Where are the places that right now you're not making the decisions and giving yourself the gift of pride and success and strength? We need to give ourselves that stuff. And at the end of the day, if you need one thought to help you carry through, this is the one I like. Even if you can't eat on plan, for some reason it's hijacked as hell and you can't eat on plan, it doesn't mean you have to eat like an asshole. You can always still, in every moment, do like I did when I was losing weight. What can I do in this moment? What's a little bit better than last summer? What's a little bit better than yesterday? What challenges me in this meal that by tomorrow, I'll be fucking proud I stepped up? I want y'all this summer to push yourselves a little more. It shouldn't feel easy this summer. You know what it should feel? Invigorating. I think a lot of you are waiting for the weight loss to feel just really easy. And what you do is you slide into making lots of easy choices, but they're not like taking you as far as your potential is. And I don't want it to feel hard, and I don't want it to be ultra challenging. What I want it to be is invigorating. I want it to push you just enough to where by the end of the summer, every No BS woman is looking back and so fucking proud of themselves because they did it different this summer. And the only way to do it different this summer is to go into the summer thinking differently about it. That's the only path. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to share in Facebook. What's going to be the big excuse you have this summer? And why is it not going to hold you back this year? What's going to be different? I don't want to just hear like, oh my God, I have this excuse. Poor me. If that's you, don't post. Go to Ask Coaches and get coached on your excuse. Like if you're in the dooter about it, not in the Facebook group. I want you in Ask Coaches where you have a professional helping you unwind it. Then you can go to the Facebook group and say, like, I've worked on my number one excuse. It's going to be this. And here's why it will not hold me back this year. For the rest of you who feel like you're ready to share your excuse, when I get done presenting the swag, you can run right over to the Facebook group and you can post that up. All right, let's start with what we always have, which your workbook will be in your box. So you'll get a box from us. And you are going to definitely get the famous No BS pen. I do not know why this pen is so beloved, but everybody is like always on the hunt online. I need my pen refills. They love the writing. They love the smoothness. They love everything about it. I mean, people run these out. And then not often do we run out our pens, but for years now, people have said, please don't not put the pen in there. So you will get your official No BS pen. It also has the little smooshy part on the end. I don't know if y'all know, but you can use that on your iPads. You know what I do? I bring this pen to get a manicure and I bring my iPad. And it's how I use my, like I use my iPad and you can use your phone. So, you know, like when you get your hands wrapped, you can't really touch because they got the aluminum foil and shit on there. This pen's a lifesaver in those moments. We are also like, y'all have wanted this bracelet again. And instead of what would Corinne do? This is the have I had enough and am I hungry? No BS bracelet for all of us to wear this summer. What I would do is I would wear it to remind you to ask the questions. If for some reason you don't want everybody to know what it says, turn it inside out, wear the words on the inside, and it's just for you. That's how you can keep it nice and private. Back by popular demand, because so many dogs and small toddlers have enjoyed him, we have Old Shitty in the box again. People have been begging for an Old Shitty. Corinne needs one. My Old Shitty lost his eyes a long time ago. He also has a hole in his ass. I stick a pin up his ass all the time and like twirl him around. But we are all getting a new Old Shitty, which is nice. You are also getting this. This is going to be your No BS Woman snack pack. So it's nice and roomy. You can put pins in it. You can put whatever you want in there. But it's a nice big, I want you to see how roomy this thing is. See this? I mean, this is a sizable like pouch. You can put snacks, anything. Like if you're going to be on the go this summer and stuff, you can put this in there. And it's got enough room where if you buy those small ice packs, you could put a small ice pack. It's kind of like a little Lunchable, but not like huge. So you can use it at like any way you want. The whole goal of everything that we've curated the box was to be little reminders that you can carry around with you to remind you that you're a No BS Woman. And that you can do this. So this one says, I'm the author of my story. All right. Now, if you have been around for since 2000, and I believe 19, you're going to know what this is. Who's anybody on the call that's been here since 2019? If you have, say me, because we have brought back one of the most requested things of all, which is the sign. People have wanted one of these signs forever. And so it rolls up. So now this is how you can use it. When you are at camp, you can take your picture with your group. When you are out and about in the world doing something magnificent for yourself, you can grab it and get a picture made of yourself. Like accountability groups can use them. So everybody's getting one. People have, we used to have one called PNP Tribe, and we used the hell out of them until they broke. We have decided to give everybody a new one this year because we had so many groups and so many people say, like, please bring the sign back. We want to use it because it's a sense of pride. Like, I want you to think about if you, like, let's say you leave a few bites behind. Get your partner to take a picture of your plate with you doing this. This, I know it sounds crazy. But doing something like that signals to your brain, oh my God, I'm a fucking No BS Woman. Oh my God, I'm a fucking success. Look at me go. Like, that's why we wanted to give you little things like this that would help you. We also have Urge Buster cards. So we have had several camps where we've given y'all cards. This camp is no different. Let me get them out. Hang on. I had these out yesterday and now I can't get them out. Here we go. All right. So on one side is Old Shitty. And Old Shitty on this one is saying, my meal times are set, but by my job, so I can't follow my doable hunger. Womp, womp. Well, here we have New Hotness on the back. And New Hotness says, yes, I only eat at certain times, which means I can eat just enough to tie me over until the next meal. So you have got 30 of the most common excuses, along with New Hotness on the back, where you can study them, you can write about them, you can do all the things. So we have your No BS Excuses card deck. We've never had this before. This is new. We finally have a four ends pad dedicated to the four ends. So it's write about a common excuse in life or weight loss. This is for those of you who want to do a down and dirty four ends about an excuse. And it's, I'm noticing, It's normal, neutralize, and next best action. So you're getting a pad of that. You are also getting the where you take your notes. People love these. They lay, I'm very particular about these notepads. So they lay flat, and they also, hear how hard that is. They have a hard surface on them, and it's a good quality paper, and a nice thicker quality paper, because I don't like things to bleed through and stuff. So you're also getting one of these. I know those are a fan favorite. You're getting a sheet of stickers. They have all kinds of little sayings on them where you can use them anywhere. Do I want excuses or solutions? We got the bitch got goals sticker. We have it's better to inch forward instead of falling backward. And motivation follows action. And last but not least, we have a timer. A little no BS woman timer. What do you think this little bad boy's for? Oh my God. All I want to do right now is eat something. No BS woman. I'm going to watch the sands of time, for these are the days of our lives. So you're going to turn the timer over. And during the time that the sand is dropping, you're going to breathe. You're going to identify the physical sensations. You're literally, this is for you to just process your urge. But it gives you the little signal, I'm a no BS woman. And no BS women are patient enough with themselves to at least understand what's going on in their body. And when the timer's over, you can flip it back and you can say, now that I've figured out that this is just a physical sensation, I'm at least going to ask myself, what do I truly need in this moment? And when it's over, if you still want to eat, go eat. But you've at least given yourself an opportunity to figure out your needs and to calm your ass down. All right. Everything is about excuses and urges this year. So if you're wondering, these are going to start going out pretty soon. I forget the date of when we start shipping, but it's not much longer, because international, you will go first because it takes a hot minute to get everything to you. But we always try to ship international first thing. If you want one of these boxes, you've got to register for camp. This only goes to campers. It does not go to anyone else. We do not sell these things individually. So you can register for camp by going to the website. It's all there for you. And I know we have a limited amount of boxes. We ordered plenty for everyone that's already registered. I believe there's 2,600 of you or 2,500. I got the numbers yesterday. I just can't remember off the top of my head, registered. And I think we only ordered 2,800 boxes, something like that. So there's a few more weeks left before camp. If you definitely want to get a box, you need to go ahead and get signed up now so that we don't run out of the swag. Because once we run out of swag, you just register for camp and you don't get swag. We can't just order things separately and ship out a few boxes. We have to order everything. In fact, we ordered everything, I think, end of March or 1st of April, just to make sure we had everything to be able to ship. The supply chain, y'all, is still kind of janky. So we had to order everything months ago, trying to predict how many we would need so that we could ship out in June. All right. That is it. I feel like we just ran a race. All right. Y'all have an amazing day. You will have Coach MJ this weekend. She is going to coach your face off on Sunday. I will be, if you don't know, I also have another membership called the No BS Business Women's Membership. They have their event on Monday and Tuesday. And on Sunday, I will be doing like a dinner with them and getting them ready and teaching them all the things. And then I'll be back next, I believe I'll be back here next Wednesday. I think I'm doing the Wednesday morning call. My team is staying over with me, and we're going to work on, in August, we're going to be doing a class on basically dicking around with 5 pounds because it's kind of like an addition. It's either regains or dicking around with 5 pounds. I know we're doing both, but I think one of them may be happening a little bit during July, but we are going to be pulling together content for reworking the regain solution, because everybody has regains at times. I've had regains at times. And so we are going to rework that program. And we're also going to be talking about best strategies for helping y'all when you are sitting around and just like messing around with the same 5 pounds over and over and over again. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.